This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri has been mulling over the idea of expanding Medicaid, the public health insurance program for low-income people, for years. But voters will finally get to decide in the August 4th primary election. St. Louis Public Radio's State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll breaks down the expansion question and what you need to know ahead of casting your vote.
Do you remember this speech?
The vague proposal they are not explaining or purposely withholding is a massive tax increase that Missourians cannot afford.
That's Governor Mike Parson giving his State of the State address back in January. It feels like decades ago for all of us. But Parson used that high-profile speech to tell Missourians to be wary of expanding Medicaid. And the Democrats' response to the entire hour-long speech was from Parson's likely gubernatorial opponent, Auditor Nicole Galloway. The video message was only about health care.
Access to health care is a right, and you shouldn't have to decide, between putting food on the table for your family and getting the health care that you need for you or your kids.
Fast forward a few months and a global pandemic later, the issue will be left up to voters. With no shortage of conflicting information and even ballot language that's hard to understand, you may be rightfully confused. So, breaking it down, if you vote yes, you agree that Medicaid should be expanded to adults whose income is 133% of the federal poverty line, or just more than $17,000 annually for an individual, and $36,000 for a family of four. More people on health insurance may seem great, but the area of contention is how to pay for it. Estimates show an additional 250,000 Missourians could be eligible for coverage. But Tracy Gleason with the Missouri Budget Project, a group that analyzes state finances, says it likely won't cost a dime.
If you look at what other states have done, they have seen increases in available general revenue that can go to services like education or other priorities.
Gleason says it's actually going to be good for the budget to add thousands of Missourians to the rolls. Voting for expansion means you're also saying the state should seek maximum federal funding. In this case, the feds would pick up 90% of the tab. The state would be on the hook for 10%. Right now, the state pays 35%. For State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman, a Republican from Arnold, it's still too expensive. People already on Medicaid won't shift. The state still pays 35%, plus the extra 10%. And according to the ballot language, that could cost the state at least $200 million per year.
So then that means that we have to either take money from other places or reduce benefits within the Medicaid population. I don't want to see either of those done because we need to have every dollar that we can go to education. And I want to make sure that we don't see our elderly, disabled, and kids have less benefits because we're expanding it to healthy adults.
Budget Chair Cody Smith, a Republican from Carthage, has the same concerns. He says it's going to blow a hole in the state budget.
Especially in light of a pandemic and an economic downturn, we need to try to understand what we're getting into.
Currently in Missouri, an individual who makes just under $5,000 annually makes too much to be covered. Same for a family of four that makes roughly $26,000. But that still takes up a third of the $30 billion state budget. And according to Tim McBride, who supports expansion, that's not expected to decrease.
We have this limit on our revenues, so it's creating a big issue when you have a Medicaid program that grows faster than the state revenues.
McBride is a nationally recognized health policy analyst, and he says because the legislature can't alone vote to increase taxes, not drawing down more federal funds is going to hurt the state financially.
Medicaid is a rising share of the state budget because basically revenues are frozen and Medicaid's growing.
The state auditor's analysis for expansion says it could save the state $1 billion every year after 5 years. 37 states have expanded Medicaid. None have reversed their decision, and none have lost money due to expansion, even with the added 10%, says Gleason. If voters approve expansion, the legislature, that's currently dominated by Republicans who oppose the idea, will have the obligation of putting the plan in place. So it's not totally clear what the program will look like, even if voters approve it. And it likely won't be up and running until 2022. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.